Blog Talk Radio.
Have you lost your way after a car accident? Unsure when or how it happened? Finding your inner voice again can reunite self-confidence with strength and courage, getting you back on track. Chaos from trauma after a traffic collision may be the culprit. The strength of our inner voice comes from our self-confidence, which can be shattered by a car accident. How is self-confidence defined? By Bing Dictionary, confidence in yourself and your abilities is how it's defined. By Merriam-Webster, it's defined as confidence in oneself and in one's power and abilities. By Free Dictionary, it's defined as confidence in oneself or one's own abilities. Without self-confidence, we are babes in a cradle, that was said by Virginia Woolf. What has happened to your voice after a car accident? Is it time to strengthen your voice through courage and self-confidence? Thank you for joining me, Estra, this September 7th, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. Oh my God, as they say. I never knew there were so many Estras in my life. Harassment and intimidation is real. I can understand how they can bury things when they don't want it to be found. But the good news is that somebody always finds it. So, make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on you and your voice after a car accident. Loss at any time can have a hit on self-confidence. An injury may affect perception of capabilities to pursue goals, dreams, and immediate responsibilities. To be shaken at one's root leaves insecurity about the future and possible hunger for the past. The known, in most cases, seems better than unknown. Therefore, the effects of a traffic collision may cause loss of self-respect and esteem due to any number of events and disappointments associated with injury. Financial loss, relationship changes, and of course, this list is endless. Also today in our program is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events, holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and your voice after a car accident, and last but not least, discussion on the articles related to our topic today. Car accident detours do not always lead to a long life of misery and despair. Diana Nayad said it best this week, find a way, never ever give up. Challenges are a part of life and typically a section we do not control, especially when dealing with car accidents. Doing our best to overcome them, being our best advocate, learning from experiences, and keeping our voices strong even through the most excruciating challenges is a must. Look for the good, even in tragic circumstances. If one does, the outcome may or may not be where you'd like to be, but victorious against unfortunate events that do happen in everyone's life. The point is to continue making life enjoyable, regardless of where the journey takes you. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Companies, Social Security, and employer S&C Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. In my opinion, I've experienced good faith from some listed above and bad faith practices from a few. This is why it is so important to research a company before making a commitment with them. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on finding your voice after a car accident. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The After Show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook and make sure that you find the right one, or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. I'd really appreciate it to make sure that I'm helping to make your time through this process easier. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's Blog. Also, Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger. Read, listen, watch, or all three can be beneficial. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week include the discussion about the United States moving tactically forward on Syria due to the use of chemical weapons. In my opinion, President Obama does care about the concerns of everyday people and does his best to help not only citizens here in the United States, but anywhere in the world. Arsenio Hall is coming back to late night TV starting on Monday, and he said one of the reasons he left was being the first African American host brought with it many unrealistic expectations that typically white hosts do not have to endure. I suspect what he encountered is minimal compared to the president. I think for all the pressure and lack of support by Congress this president has experienced, he has done quite well. He continues, however, to need our support. We can do this by getting his message firsthand instead of second. So political agendas stay as they are, lobbyist goals, which are usually not the average person's desires. As long as President Obama continues to serve the people, in my opinion, his decisions cannot go wrong. Now, in President Obama's own words.
Ten days ago, the world watched in horror as men, women, and children were massacred in Syria in the worst chemical weapons attack of the 21st century. Yesterday, the United States presented a powerful case that the Syrian government was responsible for this attack on its own people. Our intelligence shows the Assad regime and its forces preparing to use chemical weapons, launching rockets in the highly populated suburbs of Damascus, and acknowledging that a chemical weapons attack took place. And all of this corroborates what the world can plainly see. Hospitals overflowing with victims, terrible images of the dead. All told, well over 1,000 people were murdered. Several hundred of them were children. Young girls and boys gassed to death by their own government. Now, this attack is an assault on human dignity. It also presents a serious danger to our national security. It risks making a mockery of the global prohibition on the use of chemical weapons. It endangers our friends and our partners along Syria's borders, including Israel, Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, and Iraq. It could lead to escalating use of chemical weapons or their proliferation to terrorist groups who would do our people harm. In a world with many dangers, this menace must be confronted. Now, after careful deliberation, I have decided that the United States should take military action against Syrian regime targets. This would not be an open-ended intervention. We would not put boots on the ground. Instead, our action would be designed to be limited in duration and scope. But I'm confident we can hold the Assad regime accountable for their use of chemical weapons, deter this kind of behavior, and degrade their capacity to carry it out.
Our next notable mention is Grandparents' Day on September 8, 2013. And we actually get our information from timeanddate.com and also wikipedia.org. So make sure you go out and take a look for the full description of Grandparents' Day at their websites. Quote, many families in the United States observe National Grandparents' Day on the first Sunday of September after Labor Day. This day honors grandparents. Grandparents' Day around the world includes in Australia, Canada, Estonia, France, Italy, Poland, Singapore, Taiwan, United Kingdom, and the United States. And here in the United States, Marianne McQuad of Oak Hills, West Virginia, has been recognized nationally by the United States Senate, and particularly by Senators Jennings Randolph and Robert Byrd, and by President Jimmy Carter, as the founder of National Grandparents Day. McQuad made it her goal to educate the youth in the community about the important contributions seniors have made throughout history. She urged the youth to adopt a grandparent not just for one day a year, but for rather a lifetime. And I just have to stop, end quote, there for just a moment. Many times people don't realize the value of people who are seniors. The knowledge and the wisdom that they can put into a young person's life can be tremendous. There's a lot of things that they're yet to experience that the seniors have. And when they hit those stumbling blocks in some cases, that knowledge from that senior will be invaluable for them to triumph over a difficult situation. Many seniors do enjoy being able to share their lives and the things that have happened to them and give it to someone who could actually continue to use it, maybe in ways that maybe they don't need it anymore or they just don't use it in that way. There's a lot of love that can be shared between the kids of today, the seniors of today, and both can grow and be enriched in very incredible ways. I would encourage both grandparents and also youth, young adults, need some guidance today. There's so much that they don't know or have not experienced. Quote, National Grandparents' Day has more than one origin. Some people consider it to have been first proposed by Michael Golgar in the 1970s after he visited his aunt in Atlanta in an Atlanta nursing home, spending $11,000 of his own money in lobbying efforts to have the day officially recognized. He made 17 trips to Washington, D.C. over a seven-year span to meet with legislators. I have to say something there. And that shows you about not giving up on something that you think is very important and very valuable, not just for your life, probably will be for generations. As each person takes the thing that means so much to them and spends time, energy, and money in efforts to make that happen, everyone benefits. Everyone learns. It's about all of us. It really isn't an I mode in our society. It really is a we mode. Quote, others consider Marianne Lucille Hendren McQuad, ooh, that's a long name, a housewife in West Virginia to have been the main driver for the day of observance. Throughout the 1970s, McQuad worked hard to educate the people about the important contributions senior citizens made and the contributions that they would be willing to make if asked. She also urged people to adopt a grandparent not for one day a year and not for material giving, but for a lifetime of experience. Can you imagine how much of a gift that would be to receive the wisdom and experience of grandparents? A lot of things are consistent, things that people do, and we come to different things in different ways, but the actual wisdom or lessons learned are very similar, so it would be very encouraging to be able to get that before you really needed it. Quote, in any event, National Grandparents' Day was finally signed into law by President Jimmy Carter in 1978. Marianne McQuad received a phone call from the White House to advise her of the event. Many people believe the National Grandparents' Day was inspired by her efforts. A presidential proclamation on September 6, 1979, made this day official. It's designated Sunday, September 9, 1979, being the first Sunday of September following Labor Day as National Grandparents' Day. Typically, whenever anything is done, rarely is it by the efforts of a single person. There's usually people that come before us and are after us to keep things going and moving. No matter how it actually came about, it's a great recognition for grandparents. Quote, each year, the president is requested to issue a proclamation to designate the first Sunday in September after Labor Day as National Grandparents Day and to call on people, groups, and organizations to observe the day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. In 2004, the National Grandparents Day Council of Chula Vista, California, announced that A Song for Grandma and Grandpa by Johnny Prill would be the official song of the U.S. National Grandparents Day holiday. Forget-me-not flowers are not only beautiful, but they also symbolize National Grandparents Day in the United States. End quote. It's just so important to realize not to forget grandparents. Usually they've given a lot in their lives to others. They should be remembered for the things that they've done, just as anyone should be, and be respected and admired. And it's wonderful when people realize that they're appreciated for all they've done. Well, let's finish up Grandparents Day with a proclamation by President Obama for Grandparents Day. Quote, in every corner of our country and across all walks of life, grandparents are a tremendous source of wisdom, strength, and joy. They are caregivers, teachers, and friends, windows to the past and guideposts to the future. I need to repeat that because that's so important. Windows to the past and guideposts for the future. On National Grandparents Day, America pauses to honor the bedrocks of our families and thank every grandmother and grandfather for their immeasurable contributions to our country. Our grandparents' generation made America what it is today. They led our nation through times of war, heralded new ages of innovation, and tested the limits of human imagination. They challenged long-standing prejudices and shattered barriers, both cultural and scientific. In our homes and our communities, grandparents passed down the values that have led generations of Americans to live well and give back. As individuals, as families, and as a society, we have an unshakable obligation to provide the care and support our grandparents have earned. Together, let us guarantee the right of every American to live out their golden years in dignity and security. In my opinion, there's so many grandparents today who are going without so much that they need. When we have people in our country eating pet food as their main source of nutrition, there is something wrong in our society. If they're cold, if they're outside, if they're not getting their benefits for disability from insurance companies or employers, something is wrong. We really need to look at that, not only from their point of view, but also people who are disabled. By the way, many people, by the time they reach their senior age, do have some type of disability. Really important that we understand that we need to take great care of them as they have taken with us. Quote, today we reflect on the ways our grandparents have enriched our lives and we celebrate their contributions to the life of our nation. Now therefore I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim September 8, 2013 as National Grandparents Day. I call upon all Americans to take the time and honor their own grandparents and those of their community. Barack Obama. Our last notable mention is Patriots Day, which is September 11th, 2013, from the Army Surgeon General for Patriot Day, along with Wikipedia.org information and also timeanddate.com. In the United States, Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance, actually the Patriot Day until September 10th of 2012, occurs on September 11th of each year, designated in memory of the 2,977 people killed in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attack. Initially, the day was called the Prayer and Remembrance for the Victims of the Terrorist Attack on September 11, 2001. When the new name was proposed, it received opposition from Massachusetts, which had had a Patriots Day. On this day, the president requests that the American flag be flown at half staff at individual American homes, at the White House, and all U.S. government buildings and establishments. home and abroad. The president also asked Americans to observe moments of silence beginning at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the time the first plane struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. He also exhorts Americans to use the Corporation for National and Community Service to find and volunteer for service opportunities. On September 11, 2001, four planes were hijacked. The hijackers then deliberately flew three of the planes into two important buildings, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and the Twin Towers in the World Trade Center in New York. The fourth crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and damage these hijackings caused formed the biggest act of terrorism ever on U.S. soil. Nearly 3,000 people died in the attack, and the economic impact was immense. The attacks have greatly increased attention to national security in the United States. This has had huge implications for U.S. national and international politics. This is particularly true for the relationship between the United States and countries in the Middle East. End quote. The terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001 were very tragic, but any loss of life, in my opinion, is tragic, and Congress not passing any gun control legislation is also a major factor. We hit 3,000 people dying pretty quickly just from gun violence in our country alone. So it's really time not only to think about Patriot Day, however we can prevent death in our country or anywhere else around the world, it would be a great thing. The loss of the 1,000 people from the chemical weapons in Syria is definitely a tragedy as well. Unfortunately, we have so many people that are prone to violence and hurting others, and we really need to actually take a stand and say, this is not how we want to shape our world. We can do better than this. Yet it is important to take Patriot's Day, as the Army Surgeon General stated.
A dozen years have passed since the tragic events of September 11, 2001, that took the lives of nearly 3,000 innocent people. We fly the American flag at half-staff in their honor, and in honor of those who serve. This day has been officially named Patriot Day, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. Since 9/11/2001, more than 1 million military members have served in our all-volunteer armed forces here in the United States and abroad, and in a direct support of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. As we observe Patriot Day 2013, we ask that you pay tribute to those who serve this great nation, honor those we lost since 2001, honor and continue to support those injured, and always remember those who continue to serve and protect our great nation. This day has special meaning for all Americans, but most especially for those who serve, have lost loved ones, or assisted in the rescue and recovery efforts at the Pentagon, New York City, and in Pennsylvania. This is most meaningful to me because I was there, inside the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, when the plane hit our building. My colleagues and I remember the shutter of the building and the smoke. We remember the wounded that walked out. We remember the chaos amid the smoke. But most of all, we remember those who risked their lives to enter and re-enter the blackened corridors to rescue those that were trapped inside. At a triage point outside the Pentagon, warriors and civilians used whatever means available to render comfort and to move the wounded to local hospitals after first aid was administered. That day, like no other day, made me realize the people who stand strong in a crisis come from expected and unexpected sources. On that day, we were united in our response to those injured and killed, and to their families in the aftermath. On this day, September 11, simply remember, that's all, simply remember.
Now for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views and have no association with the writers of the articles. Russell Simmons tweeted this week, quote, "Embrace struggle. It is your greatest teacher," end quote. A car accident is this type of struggle. Drive safely because every minute is an opportunity for the unfortunate. Everybody has bad days. Make sure to have Car Accident by Estra in your vehicle. Sometimes our paths cross with construction-type vehicles or equipment on the road. Their awkwardness in certain cases require extra room to allow for extended ladders or other tools. It is also important not to become impatient if moving at lower speeds. Remember, our roads were built to service us all. Respect is the key to a safe routine driving experience. Yet sometimes those experiences do not turn out as routine as we would like. In fact, tragic consequences can be the outcome in a collision. Therefore, by taking the obvious for granted, not following protocol, or just an unforeseen event, make sure to realize and acknowledge that each ride is not routine, but a new one, which will help you stay alert for surprises. In the article reviewed today, a car accident where two people lost their lives, along with two others being injured, means all their lives being changed forever. There may be a long recovery for the injured and grief for the families of the ones killed. If in a traffic collision today, how would you respond? How would you treat the person whom you hit? Or if they hit you? What is the necessary documentation required in filing an insurance claim? Or to ensure the person who damaged your vehicle pays to restore it? Or vice versa? The answer to this question is to treat others with the same respect and dignity that you would want. And make sure to use the checklist in the back of the book, Car Accident by Estra, to help document the scene. When prepared and informed about what to do, surprises have less impact. So whether reading an article by SantaMariaTimes.com, where two dead, two injured when a car hits a forklift, or TMZ about Lamar Odom's car accident with a reporter, or many others you might have learned about through national or local news, tragedy never forecasts its victim. You must be alert and ready when a traffic collision interrupts your regular way of life, because few people go past 5 years before encountering a collision. So respond with grace, yet protect and be your best advocate. And now for my commentary on you and finding your voice after a car accident. How do you define self-confidence, and more importantly, how do you act upon it? It's important to analyze one's perception of self-confidence after a car accident. Perhaps before being injured, your confidence was high enough to provide adequate protection against many of the obstacles that came your way, and you successfully fended off aggressors, trials, and tribulations. Car accidents have a way of compounding loss, and this loss can extend to areas of your life where you once felt safe and secure. However, now those areas seem weak and unsteady, unsure how well you can hold all aspects of your life together. Perhaps you've fought some of those battles, and the outcome seemed bleak or victorious. Maybe dealing with aspects of your claim has taken away some of your self-worth, self-confidence, self-respect. Due to unfair practices of harassment, intimidation, claim denials, physical suffering, financial hardship you've been subjected to. There is only one thing to do in this instance. Take back what is yours. Yes, you have that right. Your self-respect, esteem, confidence was given to you and you alone. Therefore, when you come up against hardships or unfair dealings, realize that this isn't about you or your content of character. This is about a situation that happened to you. The struggle you now face typically is about money. The money involved in your auto insurance or long-term disability claim, and the right to fight for it. First, you have the right to stand up against unfair practices or just plain greed. Stand up for what you believe is fair and right. It might not be easy and may take work on your part, but doing the right things for yourself brings an unconditional care, concern, dignity, and integrity to the situation. So stand, learn, grow. It may take time, but it can be done. Be who you are and what you stand for, and you will find your voice, a voice that sets a personal standard which permits good decision-making, guides the heart and soul to make a better life. because the path taken builds courage and strength, which leads towards contentment and discovery. This life experience lifts up a voice that will no longer waver in the presence of pressure or despair that confronts them. By standing in the face of adversity and not being moved by it, facing obstacles with true grit, let your voice be heard loud and clear. You will find your way through traffic collision situations. When ready, step out. Analyze your surrounding, which involves everyone in the situation. Then tackle the problem. Speak and let nothing quiet your voice. Everyone has the right to speak. Everyone has the right to stand. Exercise it, and don't let it be taken away. Hold on to it. Again, comments made on the topic articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers except if it's Esther's blog tips. I will be stopping and making comments from time to time. Actually, on the first article I'm going to go through, it has a lot of great parts to talk about, so if we don't get through some of the other articles, those links will also be on my Facebook, Talking About You with Esther, so you can go out and take a look at those links, and also Esther's blog tips on Facebook. The article we're going to actually look at comes from Wikipedia, and there were so many great things in this article that I just had to take a moment to go through it, not necessarily piece by piece, but a lot of it. Quote, the socio-psychological concept of self-confidence relates to self-assuredness in one's personal judgment, ability, and power. To me, that says a whole lot, because in an auto accident, you're going to be dealing with all of those things. Your self-assuredness is probably going to be shaken. You're going to have a lot of things coming at you about make personal judgment and choosing which way to do and what to do. You're going to hear a lot of recommendations. And you're going to have to be making lots of decisions, perhaps on your own, not without a partner. And you're going to have to come up with decisions, and things might happen that really impact your self-confidence. To me, that's just a great statement that it made there. I'm going to read it again. It says, the socio-psychological concept of self-confidence relates to self-assuredness in one's personal judgment, ability, and power. And of course, if you've lost a great deal of your resources, you're not going to feel like you can have a lot of power, because most of the time at this point then, a lot of the decisions you make is going to dramatically decrease your power, especially if you're making the decision to go against an auto insurance company or an employer or a long-term disability insurance company. It talks about source of self-confidence. And it says, Professor Ra Pruswad, sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, posts, the true self-confidence comes from an attitude where you, and this is the great part, this I read this and it was just amazing to me, quote, promise yourself, no matter how difficult the problem life throws at you, that you will always try as hard as you can to help yourself. Got to read that again, because sometimes, especially in auto accidents, you become very discouraged. For one thing, it's a very long process. For another thing, insurance companies or employers hold a lot of the cards. Unfortunately, ERISA through Congress didn't help. But it's very important to let that kind of seep into your soul. It says again, quote, promise yourself, no matter how difficult the problem life throws at you, that you will try as hard as you can to help yourself. And that's also through not feeling well, that's through all of the things that are happening, and in fact your whole life may have just been uprooted because of this, but you still have to try as hard as you can to help yourself. I'm going to go on. It says, you acknowledge that sometimes your efforts to help yourself may not result in success, as often being properly rewarded is not in your control. Let me read that again too. That's just great, that quote. You acknowledge that sometimes your efforts to help yourself may not result in success, as often being properly rewarded is not, what is it, is not in your control, end quote. I mean, to me, that just really sums it up so well. I need to read that to you, the whole thing to you now, one more time. Let it just soak into your soul, because even with other adverse situations, you really need to kind of hold on to this quote. Promise promise yourself, no matter how difficult the problem life throws at you, that you will try as hard as you can to help yourself. You acknowledge that sometimes your efforts to help yourself may not result in success, as often being properly rewarded is not in your control. I just thank you, Professor. That was just a great thing for people to be able to absorb. The next section talks about factors affecting self-confidence. Quote, self-esteem has been directly connected to an individual's social network, the activities they participate in, and what they hear about themselves from others. Positive self-esteem has been linked to factors such as psychological health, mattering to others, and both body image and physical health. On the contrary, listen to this now, low self-esteem has been associated with the outcomes of depression, health problems, and antisocial behaviors. Okay, so that says a whole lot. So all of a sudden, you're in a car accident. Now the social networks that you have probably are not going to be there. You're not going to be able to participate because possibly you're injured, you know. So the perceptions of just your peers at this point is going to change. It's been a shift. Maybe you were the person that was out in the lead, or maybe you were not. Wherever you were, or whatever you did, whatever the social strata that you felt you belonged in has now been shaken. And so you've got all of these things going on that you need to address on top of dealing with the actual situations involved in being in a collision. So I thought he did a fantastic job in bringing that out. See, it says the wheels of wellness. The Wheels of Wellness was first theoretical model of wellness based in counseling theory. It is a model based on Adler's individual psychology and cross-disciplinary research on characteristics of healthy people who live longer with a higher quality of life. The Wheel of Wellness includes five life tasks that relate to each other: spirituality, self-direction, work and leisure, friendship, and love. I mean, to me that says a lot right there, because all of those dynamics, if you are a spiritual person, you might think, why did this happen to me? What's going on? How come I wasn't protected? When in reality, life and life experiences come to us all. We don't know what's in our package. We just open up this big box of life, and everything that's in our box is what we get. Perhaps if you've been injured seriously, you may not be able to work. In fact, not only will you not be able to work, but the leisure and the things you used to do, you won't be able to do them as you did them in the past. Friendships might change. Some people, if it's a serious enough injury, might feel it's a little too close to home. Some people are very vulnerable when it comes to seeing uncomfortable situations. So some friends will just back away from you, not necessarily because they don't care. From my point of view, it's just because they don't know how to handle the situation. And the same thing with love. Many relationships have actually fallen to the wayside because of the demands have now changed. And there's just so many things that can happen in that respect. I'm going to go on here. It says, quote, there are 12 subtasks of self-direction areas: sense of self-worth, sense of self-control, realistic beliefs, emotional awareness and coping, problem solving and creativity, sense of humor, nutrition, exercise, self-care, self-management, gender identity, and cultural identity. And I'm stopping here for just a moment. There is so much in these 12 subtasks that you're going to have to be dealing with, along with the traffic collision things that are happening. Your sense of worth now may be that you don't feel as worthy because of maybe you're disabled now. Maybe you're not able to do things the way. Maybe the perception of what people are seeing you as is different. Maybe you were a strong, intense person, and now you feel frail, you know? But you have to also remember, this is very important, who you are before this accident and who you are after this accident has not changed. What you can or cannot do, the way life might be right now, may have, but you have not changed. You are who you will always be, and you must focus on that and make sure that you keep that close to your heart and continue to work and do things in a way that allows you to get your needs met. Maybe you weren't able to do a certain way, then you need to be able to do it in a different direction. So do not give up. sense of control. Being in a car accident, just the impact of that makes you feel out of control because something has happened to you that you couldn't control. And so that's trauma all in itself. Now add on financial, add on maybe not being able to have the control of your body or your mind, whatever situations, or even your family structure. There's so many things that could involve realistic beliefs. Now, do you feel like you've been failed? Has your life changed so dramatically you do not know what's going to happen or where you're going? Where are you grounded? That grounding has to, maybe it's been shaken up. But don't be discouraged by that. You will get it back. You need time and patience. Emotional awareness and coping. You will need this. Make sure that you spend time realizing that you have been traumatized through an accident. The more serious, in my opinion, the more trauma. If your whole life is upside down, which can happen, you need to understand and give yourself love. Love yourself. Give yourself understanding. Do research. Find out about what's going on with you. Find out how you can help yourself. Listen to yourself. There might be a lot of outside voices, and that's okay. We all need to hear opinions, we need ideas. But at the end of the day, at the end of the night, at the beginning of the pain, whatever you're going to have to be going through, you will be there, okay? So develop those skills and learn about what you can do to help build up your emotional strength, because you will need it in dealing with insurance companies or employers or disability insurance people, family, friends, medical. I mean, just the gamut of things. And the list is actually endless in this case. So you have to develop those skills. You need those coping skills, in my opinion, to get through this process. And this also goes to the next section. It has, it says, problem solving and creativity. Problem solving and creativity, especially when you're in a situation where you're in unfamiliar waters, you may not know what those ideas are. Make sure to go out and listen to what other people have done. And that's one of the main reasons, because without that, and if you're going it alone, it's great to have somebody to give you input. Estra's brand, talking about you with Estra, Estra's TV, and Estra's blog tips, and Estra's Twitter are there for that very reason, to help you to get through this process. Because it's not easy to go through this. In fact, there's a lot of pain and suffering that most injured and sick people go through. But remember this. You might be on the sad side or the painful side or the hurting side, but just keep moving forward. And before you know it, life will get better. Maybe it won't return to how it used to be. Maybe there'll still be a lot of problems that you have to face, but you can do it, and you can come out in a better place than where you had to start at the beginning of a traffic collision. Sense of humor, you just got to have. You got to have a sense of humor. It doesn't matter. If you can't laugh at yourself, if you haven't learned how to do that, first thing to do is laugh at yourself. You got to have a sense of humor. You're going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen. You're going to maybe be embarrassed. I mean, the list of this to need humor will be endless too. So realize that you're doing your best. You'll do the best you can and just continue to go forward. Nutrition. Nutrition is just, with our food supply, it's a tough call. Hopefully you can find a great nutritionist and they can help you work out a plan that works for you. Exercise would be the same thing that you might need help with, depending on your level of pain. Chronic pain prevents a lot of people from doing the things that they'd want to do in that area. But self-care is the thing that hopefully you'll be able to just do a little bit of something every day. It just might just be one thing, you know. It might just be saying to yourself, I love me, so you can hear that. I love me. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to make it through this. You are special. You are the same person you were before, and you can do this. You can make through this process. Stress management. Definitely need the tools for stress management. If you haven't ever experienced a great deal of stress, and typically in car accident situations, there will be. And unfortunately, some of this stress, at least from my perspective and in my opinion, is caused by insurance companies, auto insurance, disability, or employers to kind of navigate your way into where they want you to be. The more stress people are under, the more people say, just get away from me. Just do whatever you want. I don't care. I can't take this anymore. Don't do that. Stand. Get tools, be patient, and work towards your goals. focus. One of the main words I always use is focus. Focus on the things that you need and that make your life better. Cultural identity. In my opinion, this plays a major role in when you're in a traffic collision because there's so many different expectations. Perhaps you're in a culture where family is very important and you had this your role to play with family, and now you're not able to do that role. And maybe that's changed dynamics. Maybe you need some kind of health care, and maybe your beliefs don't allow for those things. So there's so many different types of things that you'll have to be able to work with to do that. And they also break this down. It says there are 5 second-order factors: creative self, coping self, social self, essential self, and physical self, which allows exploration of the meaning of wellness within the total self. In order to achieve a high self-esteem, it is essential to focus on identifying strengths, positive assets, and resources related to each component of the wellness model, using these strengths to cope with life changes. I have to just say this. This is such a, you have to go out and take a look at this link, because I wish I had enough time to go through each one of these. Each one of these sections is just great. Maybe in the future I'll just take this actual discussion and open it up, because it's got just so much that can help in being able to move through the process of being in a traffic collision. Okay, let's see where it says here. It says, in order to achieve a high esteem, it is essential to focus on identifying strengths, positive assets, and resources related to each component of the wellness model, and using these strengths to cope with life challenges. And that's what we're doing here. It's about coping through a traumatic event of a car accident and realizing that you can get out on the other side, and you will. Just take it step by step, situation by situation, and whatever you're dealing with, from pain to financial problems, you can move through them. Just never give up hope and just keep moving forward, inch by inch. Thanks for being a part of today's show. Remember to like us on Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, WhiteHouse.gov, the Army Surgeon General Patriots Day Message, and musicians Force M, Jamendo, Steerage, Docta, Image, and Instrumental Praise, for the articles that we talked about, in particular with Wikipedia, that made our time special today. Make sure to come back next week. Next Saturday, we're going to be talking about disability surveillance after a car accident. So tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. And also visit on Wednesdays Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's Blog. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.